Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast, returning for our 8th series, and we are thrilled to be back to bring you all the wonderful content that the children in the Our Voice Podcast Club want to share with you. So let's meet them. Here are the children you'll be hearing from this term.
Hi, I'm Shaquille.
Hi, I'm Freddie.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Hi, I'm Elodie.
Hi, I'm Soraya.
Hi, I'm Lily.
And we're in Year 4.
Hi, I'm Grace.
Hi, I'm Teddy.
Hi, I'm Ezra.
Hi, I'm Mara.
And we're in year five.
Hi, I'm Dabare.
I'm Harley.
I'm Harry.
I'm Siddhartha.
And we're in year six.
Great to have them all on board. Here's what they have for you on this episode. Our teacher interview is with new member of Manolodge, Mr. Laidlaw. We also hear about coming back to school and Manolodge's Say No to Smartphones campaign. Plus, we have features on cartoons, games, crafts, and some YouTubers too. We'll get started with coming back to school. So here's Grace in Year 5 to tell us what it's like coming back to Manolodge after the summer holidays.
Hi, I'm Grace. Today I will be talking about children coming back to Manolodge school. There are lots of new kids joining. Can you believe it? The weather recently has not been the best, but it's still good to be outside. Some new teachers have joined to teach the children. The new Year 5s are going to be choosing to be playground buddies and librarians. Everyone is now starting to get used to being at school after a long summer holiday. Lots of people are getting along with their friends and having a lot of fun at school. Children are learning lots of new things and the lunch is very yummy for children at school. I hope your child has a great new year at Manolodge School. Thank you for listening to my podcast.
As I'm sure many of you will have seen and heard, we have a new campaign running at Manolodge to say no to smartphones. Here's Amara in Year 5 to tell us a bit about it.
Hi, I'm Amara and today I'm going to talk about why Manolodge is saying no to smartphones. At the start of this year, Mrs. Lobo launched a campaign to say no to smartphones at Manolodge. She spoke to parents at our curriculum evening and then to the children in assembly. She believes that smartphones ruin children's childhood because when they are using the phone, they could be playing outside and having fun. If they are using the phone, it's hard to take it off them, and there are games and apps that try to keep children's attention. Mrs. Lobo sent a pledge to ask parents not to buy a smartphone while their child is in Manolodge. I agree with Mrs. Lobo because I wouldn't want my friends to have their childhood ruined. I'm planning to pledge. Are you? Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast.
Thank you, Amara. And if you want to know more, please do check out the school's social media posts about it and the communication emailed home. For me, it's all about balance and opportunity. The children here on the Our Voice Podcast Club use the internet for research, and they'll tell you about online games they like to play and even the YouTubers they like to watch. But they will also talk about lots of the other things they love to have the opportunity to do as well. Lots of them do, of course, enjoy some screen time, but they themselves realise that there's way more out there for them to enjoy too. Here are Harley, Dabare and Harry from Year 6 with some of their favourite games.
Hi, I'm Harry.
I'm Dabare.
And I'm Harley. And today we're going to tell you our favourite games.
Our first one is Uno. Uno is a card game in which you have to lose all your cards. If you have one card left, you have to say Uno.
Our second one is Monopoly. In Monopoly, you have to get as many properties as you can to make the other player bankrupt. This game comes in many different types and is really fun.
Our third one is What Do You Meme? What Do You Meme is a game where you have 7 cards. Each player places down a card. There is a meme on the stand and the funniest card wins the meme. There is a judge. The judge changes every round and the first one to get 7 cards wins.
Next is Sushi Go, which is a card game. In this game, you have to get given a certain amount of cards, which is decided on how many players there are. This game consists of 3 rounds. To win the game, you have to get the most points. This game is really fun and only takes about 10 minutes. I really recommend it.
Rummy Cub. In this game, you get 14 tiles and you have to lose all your tiles. To lose your tiles, you have to put them in sets. There are 2 types of sets. One which can be 3s or 4s and is different colours of the same numbers, or one which is the same colour and the minimum is 3 tiles. For this set, you have to put them in ascending order. Our final game is Connect 4.
What you have to do is get 4 pieces in a row.
This is a two-player game, and you also have to stop the other player from winning. It's really fun. Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast.
Next, we have Lily in Year 4 to tell us about some craft activities she likes doing.
Hi, my name is Lily, and today I'm going to talk about crafts that you could do in your free time. When I have time, I like doing crafts. One of my favourites is painting. I like painting flowers that I can see from my window. Using all kinds of paints. I also like colouring in. Another craft activity that I like doing is using stickers to create my own art. I also like doing spare time to fold paper, making various things, but such as bookmarks, but anything really. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast.
Ezra and Teddy from Year 5 are here next to talk about their favourite cartoons.
Hello, my name is Ezra.
And my name is Teddy.
And today we'll be listing the top 8 movies for kids.
Okay, let's get started. Despicable Me 4 has grossed 9.3 1.5 million worldwide so far.
Number 2, when a young inside out what? When a young girl named Riley is uprooted from her Midwestern lifestyle and moves to the busy and chaotic San Francisco, her emotions, anger, sadness and disgust and fear, and her most important emotion, joy, starts to disagree on how to deal with this dramatic change, which causes problems up in headquarters, the central place of Riley's mind.
Number 3, If. A young girl named Bee has lost her mother and her father's in the hospital for some sort of surgery. She finds a necessary distraction when she moves in with her grandma and begins to see a bunch of unemployed imaginary friends.
Number 4, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. It grossed £1,974,000,000.
Finding Nemo. It tells the story of an oversighted clownfish named Marlin, who travels across the ocean to rescue his son Nemo after he is captured by the humans. Along the way, he meets Dory, a friendly but forgetful fish who helps him on his quest.
Number 6, E.T. It is about an alien who travels to Earth and makes a friend called Elliot, who helps him get back to Earth. Number 7, Saving Bikini Bottom, the Sandy Cheeks movie. This will be the first SpongeBob movie not to have a theatrical release, but instead will be shown on a different streaming service, which is Netflix and not Paramount Plus.
8. Chicken Run, Dawn of the Nugget, Ginger, and Did You Know Rocky were named after two of the co-writer and co-directors Nick Park's childhood pet chickens. We will end with the Fraggle Rock theme from the movie Fraggle Rock.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast, and make sure
to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Now here is Siddhartha in Year 6 to tell us about some popular Roblox games.
Hello, my name is Siddhartha and these are the top 5 Roblox games in Roblox. Roblox is an interactive game that basically has the most games in the world. Here are the top 5 most popular Roblox games in the world. Tower of Hell. Tower of Hell is a popular obby that is where you have to try to reach the top of the tower before anybody else does. And you can get wins and you can get trails by the more wins you get. It has 23.36 billion people have played it. That's a lot. Brookhaven. It's a role-play game where you can pretend to be someone you are not. You can customize your avatar for free and get a house and a car with 43 billion visits, the top of the list. Meep City. Meep City is a social hangout experience which is quite similar to Brookhaven. It's one of the only games I haven't played,
with 16.01 billion visits. Bloxfruit is the one very, very popular. In Bloxfruit, you can become a pirate or a marine, and you gain levels and upgrade fruits and your sword. And fruits, like, help you, like, gives you powers, and you get XP with those fruits to unlock more powers with it. And it has 39.24 billion visits. Now, Murder Mystery 2, very nice. There is one murderer and one sheriff, and the rest are innocents. And the innocents have to hide, but the sheriff has to kill the murderer, and the murderer has to kill the sheriff, or the innocents, with 17.4 billion visits. But my personal favourite is probably Brookhaven. Thank you for listening.
Before our teacher interview and musical outro, we have Elodie and Soraya from Year 4 to talk about some of the most popular YouTubers.
Hi, my name is Elodie.
Hi, my name is Soraya. And today we're going to tell you the most popular YouTubers in our opinion.
First of all, we are going to talk about flexibility.
Anna McNulty is probably the most flexible person in the world. She can even do a contortion roll into splits, and she started doing gymnastics when she was 3.
Don't forget about Salish Mata. She's on level 6 and beat an Olympian. How cool is that? But she's not as good as Anna McNulty.
Moving on to Minecraft.
Minecraft is one of the best games in my opinion.
Afmal is very good at Minecraft. Sometimes she makes stories like she's stuck in a tower. Orphmal's real name is called Jess.
Farzi is really good at Minecraft. He makes things like the biggest tree or house. He's got his own massive village and fights the Ender Dragon. You should see him one day.
Money time.
Mr. Beast is a very rich YouTuber.
Don't forget Hatsumata, Salish Mata's brother. He made a whole house into a hotel and he spent £8,000. Amazing, right?
Talking about hotels, Brent Rivera made a really big Barbie dream house and spent $25 million.
We both like watching YouTube Kids, but only watch it in our tablets and smart TVs, and we're sure to limit our time.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast, and make sure you rate, like and subscribe and tell your friends.
Now joining us for our teacher interview is newbie to Manor Lodge, Mr. Laidlaw. Mr. Laidlaw started with us at the beginning of this year. He is a form teacher for 4L, so some of our Year 4 boys thought this would be the perfect opportunity to get to know him.
Hi guys, Shaq and Aaron and I are here with Mr. Laidlaw to do an interview and ask him some questions.
What football team do you support?
So, much to the amazement of many children here at Manor Lodge that have asked me already, I support Leeds United because that's near to where I grew up. So I grew up going to watch their games when they used to be a good team.
Interesting. Who's your favourite football player?
If I was to say someone that wasn't at Leeds, because most people might not have any idea who some Leeds players are, I would say at the moment I like watching Martin Ødegaard the best. I like his style and his creativity.
Nice. What's your favourite sport?
Football, definitely. Nice. I do like a lot of sports, but football has always been the one that has filled most of my time, be it watching, playing, supporting.
Where did you go? What sport did you play when you were younger?
I played a lot of sports when I was younger. I played football a lot, and that would be after school. Any time I got some time in the garden, I'd be playing football. But I also really liked tennis. I used to go and watch tennis with my mum. We sort of did that together. That was a lot of fun. I used to do athletics. I was part of an athletics team. And anything, really, was always good fun. Anything that someone would play, and it had an element of competition, I was probably going to be enjoying it.
What's your favourite hobby?
My favourite hobby, well, you might have guessed, I have to say my favourite is probably football. But there are lots of other things I like doing. So moving away just from football, one of the things I really like doing more recently, actually, is going on long walks, often with my friends. So going up sort of high peaks, not particularly adventurous, but longer walks that might take 5, 6, 7 hours, like hiking, yeah, exactly. So that's something I like doing at the moment.
What's your favourite ice cream flavour?
Good question. Actually, do you know what? I had it recently. I've not had it for a long time. And I had it recently, and it really took me back to when I was younger. So my favourite is Raspberry Ripple.
Oh, I love Raspberry Ripple.
What's your favourite movie?
Oh, good question. Favourite movie, I'd have to say, because I've watched it so many times, Toy Story.
Oh,
and that's
wow.
Toy Story 1, by the way.
Oh,
right. That's cool.
What's your favourite childhood memory?
Oh, good question, good question. Favourite childhood memory? Can I do two?
Yeah, of course,
okay.
Go for it.
Yeah. First one is just the amount of times I was very lucky. We used to live close to our school field. So every day after school, we'd go back up to the school field with my friends and we'd play football until it got dark. So I still remember doing that all the time. And I love that. And I wish now I could go home after work sometimes and go back to the field and play football with my friends. And then the other one, I think, is for our summer holidays, we used to go to Scotland with a few of our friends and family friends. Mm. And we had so much fun. We'd be in the water. It'd be freezing cold, but it wouldn't bother us. It was just so much fun. I always look back fondly now at how much fun I had on those holidays.
What primary school did you go to?
So I went to a primary school in a town that I grew up, which is in the north of England, a little town called Pickering. So it's called Pickering Community Junior School. It was a very nice school, but it was quite small.
Yeah. But we've got two here. Where did you go for secondary school and where did you want to go?
Well, I was quite lucky, actually. You know how in London you have lots of schools to choose from? There's loads of variety and sometimes it became quite competitive. Well, the town that I grew up in had one secondary school. So everyone just went to that secondary school, which was quite nice because I didn't have to worry about anything and I was going out with a lot of friends. So I maybe didn't meet as many new people as some people do when they go to new schools and have different experiences, but it was quite easy. I could just go up the road to the secondary school and that was always going to be the case.
Following the school thing, where did you go to university?
So I went to university, it was called Northumbria University.
Oh, my mum went there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great university. It's right in the city of Newcastle, so even further north, very cold. But it's a really, really friendly city with lots of great things to do. Mm. And they love their football up there, so that obviously worked well
my
for
cousin,
me too.
Yeah, so
and I did sports development with coaching at Northumbria. And then I decided after that I wanted to actually work in schools. So I started working in schools and then I did my teacher training down here.
Okay. What school did you teach before Manor Lodge?
So I have come from a school called Brighton College, Kensington, which is right in the centre of London. And one, it was quite a long journey for me, so I'm really enjoying the very short drive I have to this school. But it's also a really nice change because although it was fun going into central London, we had some amazing museums and things around us. Growing up in the countryside, I love the greenery around Manor Lodge. So it's been a really nice change to go from right in the heart of the city to coming out into the countryside. But I was there for 9 years as well.
Nice.
So I did really like it there.
If you could have a vacation anywhere, where would it be?
Another good question. I would... Well, I've been to Canada and I loved Canada, so I would like to go back there. But if I was to go somewhere that I've not been before, it would be New Zealand.
Oh, really?
I think New Zealand looks a lot of fun and very beautiful.
I would want to go to Tokyo.
Tokyo, that'd be cool as well. That would be on my list as well.
What's your dream car?
What's your favourite car?
Dream car. Any other car than my car I've got at the moment, maybe. My dream car.
Well, not really. It could literally be anything. It could fly if you wanted it to.
It could fly? Well, now we're talking.
Yeah. There is a car which does fly.
I would like a car that can drive itself for long distances so I can sleep. Because I have to say, I don't really like doing long drives.
And without having to fill up the petrol.
Without having to stop to fill up the petrol or recharge the battery. Yeah.
What's your favourite thing in the world?
Oh, my favourite thing in the world. Anything.
Wow.
Apart from Leeds United, because that's an obvious answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
My favourite thing in the world is my son, Ollie. He is 4 years old. He's just gone into reception, and we have a lot of fun together. We love playing football, you guessed it, together.
Yeah.
But he likes being silly. So I have to say definitely.
Does he go to this school?
Thing. He doesn't go to this school, no. He goes to a school in Barnet.
Thank you for listening to our questions with Mr. Laidlaw.
I hope you had a fun time listening to our podcast interview.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, boys. Thanks, Mr. Laidlaw. And thanks to everyone for listening. We'll be back every couple of weeks or so, so please do hit that subscribe button and spread the word across the Manolodge community. The music you heard right at the start of the podcast was a piece created on GarageBand by Harry and Dabari in Year 6. And now to close the show, here's Shaquille in Year 4 playing 20th Century Boy by T-Rex on guitar.